Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Up Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, May 22nd. Overnight, Sunday night, we had the grains, July corn up 6¾ cents at 561¼. July wheat down 3 cents at 602. And March beans up 13½ cents at 1320¾. We did have a sale this morning, 225,000 metric tons of old crop meal to the Philippines. South Korea looks like it also bought some wheat, 135,000 metric tons of wheat, but we don't know if it's Canadian, U.S., or Australian. Hopefully we'll find out here today. One of the reasons the wheat was lower is the U.S. imported 30,000 metric tons of Polish wheat into the U.S. for June or July delivery. That's now the third shipment so far that we've seen of imports on European wheat out here. I think that's what really put the pressure on the grains overnight. Plus, we had good rains, not that they're going to help, in Kansas and Oklahoma. I think it's a little bit late for it, but maybe it'll help save some of the crop out there. The big things for this week, first of all, the debt crisis. Are we going to get a resolution to the debt ceiling out here? Nobody knows. I think it would be a huge mistake by both parties if they don't come to some kind of result here. We cannot let this country go into default. The whole, you know, full faith and credit of the United States is at stake here, and we just can't let that go by. So hopefully they'll come to their senses and get some kind of a deal here by the end of the week before we move into the Memorial Day weekend holiday. President Biden has dropped the E-RENS package that he was floating. Him dropping the E-RINs should be a little bit supportive of biodiesel and renewable diesel out here. Now, the bean oil was only up, you know, 18 ticks overnight, so I'm not sure it had a big impact. The Southwest did get good rains. Again, will it help their crops? We don't know. The other big problem this week beside the debt ceiling is the weather. The Midwest is turning certainly dry, not too hot, but very dry. We don't have any rains in the forecast for the next 2 weeks. Temperatures anywhere between 70 and 85 degrees for much of the northern Midwest, southern Midwest, maybe a little bit hotter than that. But overall, you know, we'll have the usual exports inspections at 10 o'clock today. We'll get crop progress. I can't imagine it won't show incredible progress on corn and bean plantings. We'll have to keep an eye on North Dakota, how much wheat they've got planted up there. But, you know, if the beans and corn take off here because of the weather, the wheat's just not going to sit here, particularly with the fund short. I've got them short about 140,000 contracts of wheat. So then we'll get export sales on Thursday. Nobody's expecting anything to be great there. But I think it's really, the debt ceiling versus the weather out here, the debt ceiling, if it's not fixed, I don't think that'll be supportive for the grains. We'll go into a recession. If we get a deal there and it's still dry, I think there's an awful lot of upside potential in the grain markets. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.